This is 1010 Thrive. Today's episode from our Best of Replay was first shared on December 18th, 2020, in an episode entitled There Is a Message in the Mess. Welcome to episode 35 of the 1010 Thrive podcast, brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. I'm Peter Anderson. 1010 Thrive, 10 minutes a day based on 10 guidelines for abundant living. This is episode 35, but the fifth in our series, 10 Lessons for Today from the Christmas Story. Luke 2 verse 12, and this will be a sign for you. You will find a baby wrapped in swaddling cloths and lying in a manger. According to tradition, the noted cleric, St. Francis of Assisi, was responsible for creating the first nativity scene for public display. It was built in a cave in Greccio, an old hill town in central Italy in the early 13th century. Its purpose? To shift the attention of local Catholics from secular materialism and gift-giving at Christmas time to a more appropriate focus, perhaps getting them to orient toward the reason for the season. Sound familiar? The idea took hold, and since then, distinctive nativity scenes and traditions have been established worldwide. Whether they involve model figures or a tableau vivant, you can find exhibitions portraying the birth of Christ in churches, homes, shopping malls, in front of public buildings, and a variety of other venues. The recreation of that first Christmas night in our modern nativity scenes is usually sanitized. We think about a babe wrapped in gleaming white cloths, resting on soft, sweet-smelling hay. We think about peace on earth and goodwill toward men. We think about silent night, holy night. We don't think about the noise of people milling around in an overcrowded town. We don't imagine that there might have been other people in and around the cave unconcerned about Christ the Savior. We don't think about the stench of sheep, goats, and camels, or the loud braying of donkeys. We don't think about how dark and dank the cave was. We don't think about the Christ child being born in a feeding trough for animals, with sweaty, unkempt, and unwashed shepherds as witnesses. The real manger put Jesus at the center of a mess, not a masterpiece. Because of his love for you and me, Jesus became fully human. And being human allows him to identify with us. He understands the messiness of life. He was born into a stressful situation, to a mother who got pregnant before she had moved in with her husband, to parents who were compelled to travel more than 90 miles on rough and muddy roads to a place where they could not find suitable accommodation, and in a situation where there was no midwife to assist with the delivery. Poverty, obscurity, and rejection mark this birth. To those of us who are the least, the lonely, and the lost, Jesus gets us. He knows what we have been through. Those who feel insufficient or who are heavy laden can take comfort in the fact that God can use little towns and poor carpenters and dirty stables and outcast shepherds to magnify his glory. Despite the romantic images of the modern day scenes in 3D displays or on cards, the truth is this: he was despised and rejected by men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. And as one from whom men hide their faces, he was despised, and we esteemed him not. After an ignominious birth, he had a humiliating death. However, all of this was meant to be so that by his stripes we could be healed. If you look at modern day images of Christmas, whether on cards and Hollywood portrayals or on social media, they look far tidier than they are for most of us. Even today, Christmas can be messy. Alex Riley writes of this time, "Hearts ache, nerves fray, and tempers flare. Losses resurface, and wounds reopen. we cry out, or at least think, it's not supposed to be like this. It can be tough to experience the holidays without loved ones. Perhaps they have passed away. Maybe they've become estranged, or separation is necessitated by the pandemic. It can be hard to see people buying presents, knowing that you cannot afford anything for your children. Or maybe the holidays bring together relatives who have differing points of view on politics, religion, cultural norms, etc. Rather than being a time for love and fellowship, it can be characterized by arguing and resentment. Yes, modern Christmases can be messy. But just as it was in that little town of Bethlehem, the mess does not prevent the miracle. Jesus showed up then, and he can show up now. Back then, he wasn't put off by the cramped quarters, nosy animals, or a cacophony of sound in the poor excuse for a stable. And today, he doesn't care if there are stains on the children's clothes, if the gravy is cold, the tree is dried out, and some of the lights strung around the blinds are broken. Jesus shows up and offers us a gift that no money can buy. Christmas time is not the only time that we might find ourselves in a mess. There is no season when it comes to messes. Whether it is a marital mess, a medical mess, a financial mess, a spiritual mess, at some point we will find ourselves in one or more. Some are small and annoying, others are overwhelming. Yet no matter how big a mess we are in, and no matter how long we have been in it, and no matter whose fault it is, God can turn our mess into our message. Mary found herself in the mess of an unplanned pregnancy. Her message, Luke 1 verses 46 to 48. And Mary said, "My soul glorifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he has been mindful of the humble state of his servant. From now on, all generations will call me blessed." The three Magi found themselves in a mess. They had followed a star 400 miles from the east to Judea. However, when they began asking about the Messiah, Herod grew anxious and began plotting murder. After they find Jesus in Bethlehem, God speaks to them in Matthew 2 verse 12, "And being warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they departed to their own country by another way." Their message? God orders our steps, protecting us from dangers seen and unseen. God is able to raise us up to something new and better and more glorious than we could have ever imagined. Yes, even in the middle of our mess. He can bless our homes even when it's full of mess. And I'm not just talking about dirt, dust, or clutter. He can bless our relationships. He can bless our standing at work. He can bless our financial circumstances. He can bless us in our hospital rooms. Just pray and ask, "Lord, what's the message in the mess?" He may not always give you an answer, but the search for the message often goes a long way to mitigate the mess. Heavenly Father, thank you for the messiness of that first Christmas. How amazing that the greatest treasure in the universe condescends to inhabit cracked and chipped jars of clay. As a God who understands the messiness of our sinful world, make masterpieces out of our human mess. That's our episode. Remember that God calls you not only to live, but to thrive. Live life to the full today.